Good evening. Welcome to Bunnell Arts by Air, brought to you from Bunnell Street Arts Center on KBBI AM 890 in Homer, Alaska. We are gathered here amidst Denaina and Sukpiak lands presently stewarded by the Nanilchik Village Tribe on a cool and overcast summer evening. This concert is made possible with support from the Homer Foundation, as well as Bunnell and KBBI members like you. Tonight we welcome Chicago-based musician and classicist Joe Goodkin, who travels the country as a modern bard singing an original one-man musical folk opera interpretation of Homer's Odyssey. We are joined by a small studio audience here at Bunnell. You can tune into this concert series every third Friday of the month on the radio and online at kbbi.org and Bunnell Street Arts Center's Facebook page. Welcome and enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you for being with me here in the studio with the live studio audience. It means a lot to me. Hello to all of you out there in radio and internet land. It's really a pleasure to be here, and I feel really lucky to get the chance to play this piece that I played 327 times before for the 328th time in my 42nd state. I'm trying to get all 50, so thank you guys for having me out here. This is my first show in person in 16 months, which is true of a lot of musicians, so it's sort of doubly special to be able to get back in a room safely with people and perform this story. These epic stories are about community and people and sharing. And I'm really happy to be able to do that again, both for you guys here and also people out in radio land. I was a classics major at Wisconsin-Madison, which is how I got interested in these stories in ancient Greek. And I was really taken by the story of the Odyssey, especially when I learned that it was originally performed as a song rather than a text that we read today. And there's a lot of conversation about how it went from being a song to a text. I'm going to leave that out because people argue about that all the time. But I thought I might be able to bring it into our times, the modern world, as more of a song and try to harness some of the power that songs have to tell stories and connect with people in different ways than just words. So I wrote 24 songs. Each one of them relates to one part of the story. And normally I play all 24 all the way through, but I thought since I haven't played this in 16 months, I'd really throw myself a curveball and sort of break them into smaller chunks so I could explain the story to you and how my songs relate to Homer's texts as we go along, rather than doing it afterwards. So I'd like to say one more thing before I start. I had some friends actually come through Homer by chance a couple weeks ago, and a father and a son, and they left me a present, which you can't see this in radio land, but it's this terrible Chicago liqueur, Malort. This was their little Chicago gift for me. I hope none of you have tried this. I'm not going to try it. It's just a prop. Unfortunately, since they were here, they had a death in the family, and this performance is dedicated to the Banks family, in particular Carrie Banks, whose memory, like all these heroes, is going to live on in this song. So I wanted to say that before I started. So these epic performances always started with the bard, that's me, doing an invocation and asking the muse to help him or her tell the story. So I'll start out with an invocation. Mine's called Who Am I? And I'll play that, and then we'll get into the story after that. So thank you guys again for having me. It's really special. This is Who Am I? Who am I? Mind on fire, born of you, but who am I? Born upon song. Why are you? What you do? Name spread. Bye. Okay, that's our invocation. Me asking the muse to help me tell the story that I want to tell for you guys here today. The text of the Odyssey doesn't start with our hero Odysseus. It actually starts with his wife, Penelope, and her son, their son, Telemachus, back home at Ithaca, where Odysseus has been trying to get for 10 years, but really 10 years of war plus 10 years of trying to get home. So 20 years total. So I'm going to start out with two songs, one from Telemachus's point of view, called On My Way, and another from Penelope's point of view, called Darling Child. They're at Odysseus's home on Ithaca, an island, and there are over 100 men vying for Penelope's hand in marriage because they think Odysseus is dead. And Telemachus, who just knew his father Odysseus as an infant, so didn't know him at all, has never known him, is about 20 years old, and is distraught because these men are coming in and ruining his kingdom, his inheritance. And this song is about him going out into the world, trying to find his father, and how Penelope reacts to that. So, On My Way and Darling Child.
Well, I am on my way, I'm on my way. Oh, Father, where have you gone? To the dawn, oh, 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 I'm off. A midnight prayer floating on the breeze, a high noon eagle far above the trees, and I am on my way. Child, don't run from me, 'cause I gave you life and I set you free. These aged eyes can't lose another man. You're all I have, and you're all that I am. Well, darling child, I must let you go, 'cause your time has come, and I know it's so. These aged hands can weave another night, well, dreams descend on mortal men, and I'm left alone in the candlelight. Thank you.
All right, we're off into the story. How are we doing, okay? Excellent. So now we do come to Odysseus on an island of a goddess, Calypso, where he's been stranded for 7 of the 10 years that he's been trying to get home from Troy. And we think that there were stories about all these heroes from the Trojan War trying to get home. And they were called Nostoi, which means homecoming stories. And the Odyssey is the only one that we have. The word Nostos is an interesting word for English speakers because it's where we get the word nostalgia. Nostalgia actually means homesickness, which is one of the most beautiful etymologies of a word, I think, in the English language. Nostalgia is that feeling when you want that old, that home, that piece of your identity, which is part of the reason that my song starts out with, "Who am I?" I see home as identity, and I see Odysseus's journey to get home as a journey towards his identity. So we're going to find him on the island of Calypso, and he then gets the order or the permission to go home from the gods. And again, he gets stranded, caught up in a storm, which we'll talk about later. So I'll play 3 songs. One is Enough, where he's crying on the island of Calypso. One is Free, as he gets off the island. And then we'll hear, hopefully, if I play the guitar right, a storm as he gets marooned again. Thank you. Thank you. So now Odysseus has been washed up on another island. This is his life. He goes island to island, angering the gods and getting washed up on islands. So this is the final island he gets to before he gets home to Ithaca. And it's home of people called the Phaeacians. Now all along, Odysseus is helped most of the time by the Greek goddess Athena, who's sort of his patron goddess. She's clever, he's clever. She's always looking out for him for the most part when Zeus lets her. So what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna sing a song called Strange Place, which is Odysseus washing up on this island of the Phaeacians. And then I'm gonna sing Till Death, which is Athena comforting Odysseus and telling him that she's got his back and she's gonna get him home. So this is Strange Place and Till Death. Well, I've got a light, and I've got a flame. I've got an ember in my embrace, but I know it won't be easy. Yes, I know it won't be easy. I breached the sea, and I reached the shore. Well, I've still got breath to feed my soul, but I know it won't be easy. Yes, I know it won't be easy. That I have the heart, if God should will, I have the heart, and it beats still. I have no name, just this dirty face. I have no home, just this strange place. Not the first time I am with you. Well, you invoke me with your breath. For not the last time I am with you. Well, well, I'll watch over you till death, till death, till death, till. So he's on this weird island and exhausted from swimming in the sea, and he crawls up on land and buries himself in a pile of leaves, Odysseus does. And he's compared to an ember that you bury in the ashes that you're going to use again in the morning. It's one of these beautiful Homeric images that, as a lyricist, I didn't try to improve upon. I just stole them, because how are you going to beat what Homer did with language? So you hear them baked into some of these songs, I hope, if you're familiar with them. So once he's on this island, he is discovered by the princess of the island, Nausicaa, who leads him to the court where the king, Alcinous, and the queen, Arete, live. And they take Odysseus in as a stranger, as was the Greek custom, which was called xenia, which is hospitality, essentially. So it's something I'm very familiar with as a traveling bard, the hospitality of my audiences, the hospitality of my locales. And they take him in, and they have a feast for him. They have a banquet, which is what you do for strangers. And they bring out a bard, just like me. And before the bard starts telling stories, the bard plays for a dance, and he plays a stringed instrument. And the community dances, and this is The Feast and the Dance, a short instrumental piece. After they dance, then the bard starts telling stories. And there's this amazing relationship between Odysseus as a subject and the medium, which is telling the story, the text or the song. He's constantly being compared to a bard, largely because he does the same things a bard does that I do, which is to go around and tell stories and then leave and make things up to some extent. So they bring out, as I said, the blind bard of the Phaeacians named Demodocus. And after he plays for this dance, he starts singing stories about the Trojan War. They don't know that one of the fighters of the Trojan War is in the audience, Odysseus. And Odysseus hears stories about himself, about how he put together the Trojan horse, the ultimate way they won the war. And he starts crying because he's hearing about his friends, his fellow soldiers that he lost. So first I'll sing the song Why You Bleed, which is the song of the blind bard, and then I'll get you up to speed on what happens after that. This is Why You Bleed, Demodocus' song. Sometimes it's easier to sing than to breathe. Sometimes a song is there to help the blind see. Sometimes you're there only to set the song free. It's what you need. It's why you bleed. It's what you need. And it's why you bleed. So after Demodocus finishes his stories and Odysseus cries at them, Odysseus finally gets the chance to tell the Phaeacians why he's crying and who he is and where he's been. And this is a big chunk of the text we have. It's Homer's Odyssey. This is like four books, and it's the parts most people are familiar with in popular culture. It's the Cyclops, and it's the Sirens, it's Scylla and Charybdis, which was popular enough that Sting used it in his lyrics, and it's all these things that people know about. And I decided to sing about none of them. So that's great. Audiences like to point that out. But I have to deal with a sixth of the poem if I'm going to call myself a bard. And so what I did was I imagined that Odysseus, as he's telling us about all these exploits, he is like an old blues player sitting out on a porch somewhere singing a blues song about how rough their life had been, but they made it. And so I constructed Blues for Odysseus, which I call Blues in B, very creatively, because it's in the key of B. And this is Odysseus's stories. And if you listen closely enough, I hope you'll catch a couple allusions to his famous exploits that people know of. This is Blues in B. And then we'll go on to Free Again, which is him finally getting off this last island. And then we'll get his response to Athena, I Can Feel You, where he says, thank you for finally bringing him to his home in Ithaca. So here we go. Well, I've got stories, and I've got pain. Seems like so much of my praying's been done in vain. I walk the roads to reach the sea. But through it all, the world never got the best of me.
rest at every turn and a beating every day. Even the winds were against me as I made my way. Well, I saw the ghosts of, the ghosts of a checkered past. But through it all, I made my love last. Tempted by sweetness and I'm beaten by scorn. It's taken me years to finally be reborn from this time. I've had enough. I'm done with playing dead. But through it all, I've saved the skins I've shed. The skins I've shed, 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 shed. Well, I broke the chain. I can feel you. Well, you have brought me here to.
And he's finally home. And that's only half of the poem. So a story called The Odyssey, about a journey, ostensibly, is really not about the journey. It's about what happens when he gets home. And what happens when he gets home is his home is overrun by these 100 suitors for his wife who think he's dead. He doesn't know who he can trust. And he doesn't know his son. And he doesn't know if his wife's been faithful. There, of these homecomings, there have been some wives of these heroes, most famously Agamemnon's wife, who was not faithful. So what does Odysseus do? But he disguises himself with Athena's help. And he shows up to get intel and to figure out how he's going to take back his home, and if he can take back his home, and what he needs to do, and who's been faithful and who hasn't. So the first two songs we're going to hear from Ithaca are called Home, good title, and Time Does Not Stand Still, as he starts to reckon with what happens when you've been gone from home for 20 years. I think it's kind of amazing that our word home, as home is in Homer. Like, that's really weird. That's a weird coincidence. That's the main theme of the poem is in the title of the poet to whom it's attributed. I think that's magic. I think things like that are magic. So this is Home, and this is Time Does Not Stand Still, as Odysseus starts to reckon with his home.
Thank you. it's been so long since I kissed the dirt, the dirt that mends all wounds, the dirt that heals all hurt. There's a fire on the hearth and there's an old dog at the gate. They can't tame the feeling that there's something out of place. I feel them in my veins, so many names, like so many evils. They're haunting my soul. Oh, how I roam, but now my heart is home. My heart is home. My heart is home. Stand still. Time stands still for nobody. And it's 20 years, 20 years, 20 years, 20 years, and 50 fears, 50 fears, 50 fears, and 100 tears, 100 tears, 100 tears for all I missed and for all I missed and.
So as he starts to get the lay of the land and feel out how he's going to get himself back into his home, the first thing he does is he goes to this remote part of his kingdom, and he hooks up with his loyal shepherd named Eumaeus. Actually, he shepherds pigs, but close enough. When he does that, Telemachus has returned from his journey at the beginning, and he actually reunites with Telemachus and reveals himself to Telemachus. Telemachus gets to meet his father for the first time, this guy that he's only heard stories about and wondered if he was alive, wondered if he even existed. He gets to meet him at the age of 20 for the first time. And Odysseus gets to see his son that he only held as an infant before he went to war. So we're going to do a song from each side. We're going to hear My Son from Odysseus's point of view. We're going to hear a motorcycle, which is just as the Greeks would have heard a motorcycle at this point. Very, very, very authentic. As an aside, like, I'm really happy I'm not performing this in ancient Greece, and I'm performing it for you guys, because there'd be like dogs running around here if this were ancient Greece, and probably lots of drunk people. And this is, I can deal with a motorcycle. That's okay. We got air conditioning. It's amazing. Okay, so we're gonna hear My Son and O Father, Odysseus and Telemachus, both sides of the coin here of them reuniting, really uniting.
The day that I first held you, my hands are yours, your place is sure. like the day that I first called you my son. Now's our time. Oh, Father, the motorcycle gang's getting away. I've seen the sign. Oh, here it is. And we're off. Midnight prayer floating on the breeze. A high noon eagle far above the trees, trees. And we are on, and we are on. We are on, and we are on.
Percussion on that song that I've never had before. Of course, it's the most poignant part of the entire story. We get the motorcycle gang. That's okay. It's live. So now Odysseus and Telemachus have reunited, and they have to plot on how they're going to get the suitors off their property and get Odysseus back to resume his rightful place at home. So he gets all the way to the palace disguised as this beggar and witnesses this disrespect that's going on in his house from these suitors. And he even sees Penelope, his wife, for the first time in 20 years, but he's disguised as a beggar. And so he can't tell her. So he's literally sitting feet from her. And all he wants to do is reunite. And he can't until he figures out how he's going to do it. And he learns if she's been faithful to him. So we're going to hear the song So Close, which is about that. And then we're going to hear the song For Pain, which is about a scar that Odysseus has that his nurse recognizes when she bathes him. And it's a scar he got as a kid hunting boars, and it's a part of his identity. It's one of the ways he proves that he's himself. If you ever saw the movie, O Brother, Where Art Thou, they picked the song Man of Constant Sorrow as the theme, and whoever did that knew what they were doing, because Odysseus's whole existence is tied up in sorrow and pain, and the scar is proof of that. So we'll hear So Close, and we'll hear For Pain.
As you stand in the light, your face is like snow. Well, I'm standing right here, and I want you to know that my heart aches with laughter, but my smile I must hide. Now you can't see my eyes, and now I'm weeping and weeping and weeping inside. We are so close. We are so close. I can barely breathe. Touch you, I can't see. I need you now. How I missed you, how I missed you. You're so close. Close, close. my years rest on my skin. In a one straight line, you know that they begin to tell the story of my name, of my name, and of the life I lived for pain. My enemies and more pain for my friends. I got suffering as means, but I'm not suffering as an end. Well, don't speak my name and don't uncover me, 'cause the truth in time will set you know, it's gonna set me free. The truth in time will set you know, it's gonna set you free. The truth in time will set.
So now here he is, inside his own house, disguised. He knows who the enemies are. He knows who's been faithful and who hasn't. But he needs a way to reveal himself. And he needs a way to take down these 100 or so men who have been trying to marry his wife and eating his food and destroying his kingdom. And luckily, Penelope, who may suspect that her husband's actually back among, because there's this guy that kind of looks like he's about his age and is built like him, but just looks older, suggests that they have a contest to see if anybody can string Odysseus's old bow. And whoever strings the bow will be able to marry her finally after all these years. So they get Odysseus's old bow out of storage, and all the suitors try to string it, and nobody can. And then this old beggar, who is among them, picks up this bow, and he strings it. And that's going to be the end of the suitors at that point. And he and Telemachus slaughter all 100 of them, as well as some of the maids who are disloyal. And it's brutal. And so what you'll hear right here is hum, which is him stringing the bow, in which he's compared to a poet stringing a stringed instrument, a lyre. And then you'll hear an instrumental of the fight and the slaughter. Can feel it, it's coming. I can feel it, I'm humming. In every nerve, in every bird, in every word I speak, I'm humming, it's coming. In every truth I see, I'm humming like a bow, like a sparrow. Ooh, it's coming, my heart's an arrow. Ooh, I'm singing, my head's ringing, oh, I'm taking it. So, everybody's dead. And they all lived happily ever after, except the ones that didn't live. No, so now Odysseus has to reveal himself to Penelope, although she's pretty sure it's him at this point. And then he's got to figure out if anybody else has been disloyal. And then he has to go on with the rest of his life at home. But there's a catch, of course. So Homer and the ancient Greeks knew how to set up a sequel. So if you remember back towards the middle, the four books I said where Odysseus told his story, he went to the underworld to hear a prophecy about how he would finally find peace. And when he came upon the blind prophet Tiresias, Tiresias told him that once he got home, he wouldn't be done wandering, that he had to go further than that. He had to go find a place where they thought his ore was something he used to harvest wheat. And then he could build a sacrifice there to Poseidon, and then he could be at peace. So he's home, but other traditions think maybe he picked up and left then after he was home for a little while. Wasn't completely happy? I don't know. So it's a problem when you have to end a story and there's no ending. So you'll hear how I handled it in a moment. I just want to say before I play this last set of songs, a huge thank you again for allowing me to come into your community and do this. We worked really hard to do this. You were super persistent. It was supposed to happen in September. And, how appropriate that a song about a long delayed journey turned into a long delayed journey, but I'm beyond thrilled with the opportunity to do it. I have to say thank you also to the Society for Classical Studies, which pitched in for some travel for me and really allowed this to happen and allowed me to take my time and explore Alaska a little bit, which was excellent. I'm going to play the last three songs for you, which is going to take us right up to just about what we need to get out of here. And you'll hear Live in Me, which is Penelope and Odysseus reuniting. That's Penelope's second song. She actually is almost as clever as Odysseus and decides she needs one more test to make sure it's Odysseus. So she tells him that somebody moved their wedding bed, which only Odysseus knows was constructed out of an olive tree, so couldn't be moved. So when he reacts strongly to that, she knows it's him, because only he would have known it was impossible to move the wedding bed without cutting down this tree. So we'll hear that, and then we'll hear Odysseus having that moment where he breaks down and tells Penelope everything. And then we'll end with, as only this story can, Water, a song called Water, which is why it's so amazing to do this surrounded by water here. I should also point out that one of his journeys is to a place that is described as where the light almost immediately follows the dark, basically a place where it's always daylight. And in coming into your community in June, I thought, well, I know what Odysseus went through now, because it's just light all the time. And bad things happen in that part of the story, so I don't think that's going to happen here. So thank you guys so much again. These are my last three songs, Live in Me, To Hold You, and Water. And let's get to the end of this thing. Sleep apart.
day. I'm just as you recall. I'm feeling my way until you made me crawl. Don't think I've given up on you. Well, I've come and gone like a feather in the night. I stared down the dawn with my eyes a burning bright. But don't think I'd give them up the fight. But I'm still me, and well, you're still you. There's nothing more for me to do but hold you. But hold you. But you untied my words. My knees were weak the moment that I heard. I see the sleepless nights on your precious face. Oh, your face. Well, you've played the game. How could I forget that you felt the pain? Sleepless nights on your face. But I'm still me, and you're still you. Well, there's nothing more for me to do but hold you. But hold you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in this third Friday of the month to Bunnell Arts by Air, broadcast from Bunnell Street Arts Center in Homer, Alaska, on KBBI AM 890. Tonight's show, we want to thank Joe Goodkin and his one-man musical folk opera interpretation of Homer's Odyssey here, actually, in Homer, Alaska. KBBI support tonight is Jeff Lockwood and Desiree Hagen. Bunnell staff support tonight are Asia Freeman and Adele Person. Funding is provided by the Homer Foundation and Bunnell and KBBI members like you. Join us next month for Tim Easton. Until then, be well. This is Bunnell Arts by Air saying goodnight.